Okay, so we are the Electronic Orchestra Charlottenburg, Elektronisches Orchester Charlottenburg. So that's four modular synths. You see three on the right-hand side and one on the left side. And then we have one bass with effects. We have a flute and we have a vintage synth. So that's seven instruments. And what we will do is, so I will get all their signals and then I'm spatializing it. So that's why we have a couple of extra speakers. So it's okay if you want to really listen to this, then you have to move inside the area of these extra speakers. And yeah, so we will play three pieces. So the thing is, we can make a lot of noise, but we always need to find ways to make it more, I don't know, to organize ourselves. And so we will have some graphic scores we will play and some text-based scores. And you should actually see them on the screens, but can we take those? Kann man das hier abmachen? Okay, you can't really see them, right? But so the musicians see them and I will see them. And it's different concepts, graphic scores. So the first one will just show like food objects, and then the musicians follow along and try to make the sound which sounds like a big piece of meat, like a fish, like an apple, like an orange, or so on. And this will be it's called Discount. And so what we did for this, we collected like the brochures from the discounters over a long period, and then made an actual collage on paper so that you can, and it's then scanned, and now we will see it. Yeah, it's a little small, but now we can see it kind of. There's also screens in the back, and there's a screen there, I think. And yeah, we'll start with this piece. Yeah. Ja, ja, genau. Ich würde gerne
Zieh doch einfach aus, Papa. Es ist doch gar nicht hell.
Darum geht's aber gar nicht.
Warum geht's denn dann?
Ja, dass ich jetzt mal ein cooler Hut bin.
Das macht keinen Sinn.
Das macht keinen Sinn. Das
war. Du wirst doch hier auch schon ein bisschen angucken.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, thank you. So that was Discount. And for the next piece, so the next piece is called Closed Captions. And what it is, it's basically a concept where you rip off closed captions of subtitles from streaming services. And there's some smart methods to do that without a lot of manual labor. And then maybe we can take a look at the screen. I can just explain it like minute one or something. So yeah, and you can then apply that concept in this case to the original series of Star Trek, and that means you grab all the episodes captions and then you make timelines out of that, and then you play the closed captions as text instructions, and they're pretty cool. So they give a lot of weird instructions for the musicians to play the sound. So it means each musician plays an episode. They are always labeled. You can really see it, but yeah, it's like season one, episode two, and so on. So that means for every run, you can select a new set of episodes, or maybe even something totally different. And it's I think you just have to hear it now. Yeah.
Are the notes random or deterministic? Are the notes random or deterministic?
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. Now.
Yeah, thank you. So that's what it sounds like when you resonify 7 Star Trek episodes all together. So yeah, what else can I say? We have one more piece. So maybe some background information. We are actually a TU, technical university founded ensemble. So we started in a class in 2017, and now we have like a couple of former students, actual students who are still at the university, and some people we found in Berlin. So it's David on the left. Then we have Alex. David used to work at the studio. Alex is a student now. Then we have Miriam, who's now studying. Max, who's working at the studio with me now. Then we have Klaus. We found him in Berlin. And Andy was a student and is now not a student anymore. And then we have Robin. We also found him in Charlottenburg. So, and one thing that might be interesting here is that we're using mostly, I would not guarantee that everything is free software, but everything we're doing, so we just use the Mac for the video playback. It can't do much more for us. So we're using a Linux audio system with a lot of, we're combining like Python, SuperCollider, Pure Data, and so all this stuff makes this happen. So it's more or less a free software audio system. And now with the last piece, so Robin made this score for this occasion. So this one is a live video improvisation. So Robin also has a modular video system, and we decided to pre-record it. And I think it's extra for this occasion. It's the first time that we play it, and we want to play it loud. So that's the last piece.
Thank you.
Ja, danke, danke.